PSE&G will get $300 million a year for the next 3 years under the 4-1 vote from the Board of Public Utilities in return for keeping the Salem 1 and 2 and the Hope Creek plants up and running. The average residential customer will see their bill go up about $40 a year regardless of which utility provides the power. The board approved what's called zero emission credits, although opponents like Jeff Tittle of the Sierra Club insist they have little to do with the environment.
It really was, I think, one of the most shameful episodes of government that I've seen in a very long time, where the BPU's own staff did not recommend the subsidy. When the commissioners themselves said that there was no financial need for it, but then they voted for it anyway.
Even the State Business and Industry Association suggested that the whole subsidy concept get a closer look. PSE&G had threatened to shut those plants down, which could have cost several thousand jobs. David Madden, KYW News Radio.